Think about this. We're in the middle of a powder keg, regardless of the date on the calendar, aren't we? We're on the brink of world war, the economy's in the toilet, the food's all poison and toxic and running out, the seas are irradiated or contaminated with Corexit 9500, you got chemtrails all over the land, aluminium contamination of the ground and water supply. We're pretty well fracking screwed. Okay? This is just kind of dawning on me. As it does. This is not a good situation we're in here. Everything, everywhere, is totally fracked. Including, of course, the large quantity of fracking going on all around the world. Including in New Zealand and the UK. And the USA and Canada and in Australia. Australia's been kind of copping the worst of it. Jeepers creepers. You see what's happening to all the lakes and rivers everywhere, everyone. You know? Holy crap! I remember talking to the people, they used to see the rivers back in the 50s and 60s. You could see the bottom. You could see the bottom of these big city rivers. Now you can't see nothing. Nothing but 2 inches in front of your freaking face. Everything's all coated with pollution. Crap everywhere. Dust and trash. Homeless people in the streets. Veterans. What the heck? How can people sit back and believe in the subjugations of any other person? When if you just look, just frickin' look around at what is going on, you wouldn't believe a single thing that the politicians or any person that is quoted as being an expert has ever freaking said. They don't have any idea how bad things are because they're the ones who've made it this way and we don't hold them to account, do we? We just want to sit back, we want to relax, we want to take some time out because the days are long, the days are hard, it's a struggle to survive. And it's exactly the way they want us, struggling for survival, so that there is no middle class anymore. There is no people with enough time and money on their hands to actually organise and protest and get rid of the scumbaggery that enslaves them. There was an awful lot of big, massive social change 50 years ago or something like that. And now all the social changes are being dictated by Hollywood, Madison Avenue, movies, TV, the whole lot of it, designed specifically. Even your education, even the food you eat, everything's been branded, packaged, barcoded, tracked, traced, poisoned. Destroyed, unnatural life. That's what we're living now. A completely unnatural life. And it's making everybody really ill and gosh dang crazy. Isn't it driving you nuts? Don't you feel it? That you're just getting sick all the time? And you're getting really, really effed off? At things so easily? Something's coming. It's a powder keg waiting to explode. To bathe the whole world in flames and darkness. Just think about it for a moment. That is the reality that we live in. And now, you got to understand that despite the fact that all of that's going on, you're still here, you're still alive, you're still breathing, which means you can still laugh, you can still smile, you can still love. And while you can still do all those things, nothing is over yet. Nothing is over yet. And over till it's over. The fat lady sings, stuff is bad, sure, but it ain't over. Don't give up. Just stay alive in your head and in your heart. All right. I think I'm done ranting.
I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I said I'll get back to our guest, Susanna Bozo.
It was a good rant.
I thought so, too. I gave myself chills.
It's frustrating, and after a while, you know, you have to do something to lighten up, because otherwise, you're right, you'll go freaking nuts. You'll just be like this guy sitting on his porch in his rocker ranting. Nobody wants to talk to him.